It's Sunday, the 25th of January, 8 a.m. Half light, which isn't bad because the skies are overcast. I can see the sky is clear enough to determine that. Overcast everywhere, and there's a dampness in the air. There's a strong, stiff breeze. But in the same respect, I'm glad of that. It's so hard to get out of bed this morning at 7. God, my God. So, I'm sucking in all that lovely, cold, fresh air, trying to get that into my system, get it up to my head. Waking up. January 25th. What's a special day here in Scotland? It's the celebration of the Scots bard, Robert Burns. Have a wee poem about that. Robby Burns, the poet's deed, but MacAugan is here instead. That's it. Oh Lord. Yesterday was a funny old day. A funny old day. Why is that an old day? It's not one of my expressions. Where did that go? That's it. Anyway, it was a funny day. Seemed like a Sunday. It's a long day. Ooh, that's a cold wind. Anyway, I slept okay last night. I went to sleep brilliantly, but really shouldn't complain. I'm not complaining actually, I'm just observing. What's the difference between an observance of something, observation, not an observance? It's an entirely different thing. An observation of, now I've lost the plot. I suspected when I stepped out that door this morning that my brain was not going to function properly, or, and it isn't. Things are just zapping about but nothing making any sense, or why is that? Why is that we can think very coherently at times, and at the exact same time in the morning or day? It's just bleh. Bleh. Isn't that a wonderful expression when you can't think about this? Yeah, or you've just done something completely stupid, or said something completely stupid. Well, I know what makes sense. Yesterday we had already planned that after Leon the Tailor, I mean, he came yesterday morning, 9 a.m, to Grout. This is a long saga, I really should do a separate one. I think I will actually. Hello, train. So anyway, he came and grouted the tiles in the vestibule, so that's been finished. And we had decided that when he had gone, we'd go away and go looking at those stoves and fireplace places, because we're going to put a coal fire. We've been doing this for a while, a long while, but we've been letting so badly with actual companies. So we've agreed that it's definitely going in this time. By hook or by crook, there is a coal fire or a stove going in one way or another. So I had googled up a list of places, and the first one was going to be Shorts, which is, well, you've probably heard me talking about Shorts, about 11, 12 miles away. We've actually drove past that stove store for 1,000 times. and then we're going to Hamilton, Motherwell and Boswell. This is all heading west each time. And on a Saturday, that would have been a bit manic, but we wanted to do it. We didn't get any further than Shorts. I'm not going to tell you about the stoves or anything. Just my thoughts this morning about the guy who owns the place, or maybe in partnership with his wife, I don't know. Ian, a tall, heavy-set guy in his late 50s, 60s, I guess, with a big grey beard, masses of hair round the sides, but bald on top. What a character, and gave us so much information, probably a lot that went over my wife's head, but I could have talked to that man all day long. You know how you meet someone and just think, I love listening to this guy. He's just, his manner, his humour, and the education he gave me about fires, chimneys, flues, stoves, legislation. I never once tried to flog us a stove or a fire. But after about an hour and a half, my wife was getting a bit impatient to get out, because this technology was going over her head. But I personally could have stood and listened to this guy for hours. He made a coal fire and stove and regulations sound so exciting. And someone that can do that, well, a few and far between. So we didn't even bother going any further. We got so much information, and we were so pleased with the guy that we decided we were going to give him the trade. And all we have to do is pick out a fire or a stove, depending on which we're going to go. But I don't want to talk about that. It's just meeting someone like that. And I talked about him all the way home. I think my wife realised that I was kind of enthralled with this guy. And isn't it great when you meet a character like that? Not too many people in stores and shops and salespeople and agencies and are so blah, there's that word again. You've got to stick your tongue right out to do it properly, you know. Blah. Well, they are, aren't they? Da 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 da. And then you get a guy like that just lifts your whole day. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. We can't all be like that, of course. Everyone's different. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all be a wee bit more like Ian. So upbeat about everything. Tea's cold already. My fingers are white. Oh, so this morning, off to Mass in Hart Hill at St. Catherine's of Siena, my wife's hometown, and pick up the family. We'll be going from there to their house for a cup of tea and a wee bit toast, and then we'll all be heading off in the Volvo to Glasgow for a meal in our favourite place. My treat, because it's my birthday treat. It's my birthday treat to them for being so good. Like little children. You've all been good, so I'll take you out for a meal.